Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Board of Education regular meeting, September 9th, 2014, West Covina Unified School District. We called this meeting to order at 6:30 and went into closed session. We've now opened at 7:05. We'll start this evening's meeting with an invocation led by Cami Polis and flag salute by Eileen Miranda Jimenez. Will you please stand?
Dear Lord, we just want to thank you tonight for the special classified student staff that touch our children's life every single day by picking them up in the morning, to working with them individually during the school day, to making sure that the schools are the most beautiful places that they can be, a place where they really want to learn and come, in supporting the staff on a regular basis, but most of all, for making a difference in this community and for our students. In his name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call, please. Here.
Mrs.
Here.
Mrs. Miranda Jimenez.
Here.
Mr. Flower.
Here.
Mr. Shoemaker.
Here.
Ms. Sundet.
Here.
Mrs. Kaplan.
Here.
We had no action taken in closed session this evening, so lead us right directly to our this evening's presentation regarding the recognition for years of service for the classified employees. Welcome to you all. Mr. Seaman will make the presentation.
They have everything down here. Good evening, everybody. It's my pleasure to be able to announce the classified staff years of service to the district, and we're proud to have them here tonight. And I'd like to introduce Diane Bernard, who is the president of the CSEA and the classified staff, so you can say hi to everybody. This is something new that we're doing, and the first time that we've done it here at a board meeting, and I'm glad to see everybody here. And we're going to start with the 10 years of service. And so when you hear your name, if you could come up, receive your certificate and pin from Mr. Cox, and then join us right up front. Dr. Coghlan is going to take a picture as we go through there. So the 10 years of service, Adelina Alvarado. Patricia Anaya, I'm not sure if everyone's here or not, Tino Duarte, Maria Huerta, if they're out there, tell them to come in, Jose Marin, Irma Redig, Irma, Sergio Ruiz, Diana Rubalcaba, Lydia Terquiz, Raymond Torres, I know Raymond, there he is, Manny Valdivia, Manny, are you here? And Yolanda Ybarra. You 10 years of service. Go ahead, Dr. Cole. No, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to
come up? No? Yes. Yeah, Diane, come up. And for 15 years of service, Nazario Avila. Villa? No. Amanda Braun. Audrey Chavez. Antonio Garcia. Veronica Gomez. Soraya Khalil. Alma Ramirez. Jasmine Rodriguez. Alex Ruiz. Ada Stepani. And Vicky White. These are the individuals with 15 years of service to the district. Now we have two people that have 20 years of service to the district, and that's Margie McCrumman. And Rosie Soto. Come on up, family. We've got plenty of room. Okay, well, we had plenty of room. I stand corrected. Now we have some people with 25 years of service, a quarter of a century to the district. Doreen Chavez. Doreen, 25 years. Liz DeLara Lopez. Jose Garcia. Terry Garcia. Kathy Rocha. Oh, we were shut out. We'll get them their stuff.
Okay, come on, Diane.
Just leave a space. How about for 30 years of service to the district? Al Cavillo. Is Al here? Chuck Loomer. Carol Rudd. I saw Carol somewhere. Thank you. And Gilda Velasquez.
I know you. You today.
Hold on, get a little bit.
Timing is everything.
Okay, now, I see two of these next three people that have been with the district for 35 years. So those of you who just started with the district, it's going to be 2050 before you get to this point. And that is Carol Dolan. I don't know if Rachel Underwood's here, but Rachel Underwood. And Sharon Williams. Thirty-five years of service to our children. I want to thank everybody. I think Board Member Polis really said what needed to be said. He'd do a lot of different things, from transporting our kids to taking care of the community, taking care of the parents, taking care of the other staff members, to keeping the grounds clean. But we really sincerely thank you for everything you do.
Thank you so much, Mr. Siemens. There's no reason why I should be given all of the glory for the opportunity to see and talk to each and one of you. So we're going to take a few-minute break so the rest of the board members can visit and say, express their gratitude for everything that you do behind the kids. Thank you so much.